This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Is there a restaurant, fast food place that you would just camp out waiting for it to open? 314-531-9898. I can't think of a single place, if it wasn't open, that I would just sit in my car or sit outside and just wait for the doors to open. Like, I just got things to do. There are other places I could eat. AB the other day said, man, it's been a day. I'm going to go camp out in front of
Firehouse Subs.
What? Apparently you've been doing this a lot lately.
Yeah. You said
it doesn't open by the time you get off work sometimes, so you just wait outside of it.
It opens like 45 minutes after the show ends, but it's an annoying thing where I'm like, well, I'm not going to go all the way back to my apartment, and then I'm not going to want to get back in my car and drive there. So I'm like, well, if I want this sandwich, and I know I want this sandwich so bad, I'm just going to go sit in my car for 30 minutes and wait for them to open.
That makes total sense to me.
Yes.
What food do you like that much, Hannah, that you would just
I camped out this morning in front of someplace. Seven Brew Coffee. Yeah. They opened at 5:30, and I was in my car in line by 5:25. There were four other cars with me waiting.
People do that all the time at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see people in line like just keep it moving. Make your own coffee. Go somewhere else. Go to a gas station where they got I am not someone who can sit still.
We know.
Right.
I feel like I'm patient.
Maybe this will help you work on it. You can come and you can sit in my car with me as we wait for Firehouse.
There's no food. Okay. And what do you do? Just think about the sandwich? Just drool and picture the sandwich?
Yeah, I just watch them and I wait for them to open the door.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
It makes it better.
Kevin, is there anything you like that much?
No, and I'm trying to think if I've ever done that or waited. I mean, you know, like for... It's like, okay, if Domino's is closed, you'll just go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Or if like McDonald's isn't open, I'll head over to Hardee's or something.
Nothing I want is open until like 30, 45 minutes after the show. That's the issue.
There is nothing that if it's not open, that I'm going to stare at those people and watch them try to get ready.
I feel like I do this like every week, at least somewhere.
Just camping out. Okay. What food place do you like so much that you even get there early? You get there before the doors even open. 314-531-9898. What do you like so much that you will just wait for or go out of your way? Like, even just going in out of your way. Like, AB, like, this place is not on our way home, technically. So you got to go in a different direction where you're like, I'm going to wait and go for this food. What is it for you? 314-531-9898. AB the other day goes, man, it's been a day. I'm just going to go sit out and camp out in front of Firehouse Subs.
I hope they're listening because I think they know me there now, too. I go so often and I always mobile order and I'll say, thanks, guys. And they'll go, thanks.
It's not even open. And she just sits there and watches them waiting
like,
to open.
Who placed an order at 6:50 in the morning?
Yeah. they're just prepping and she's just sitting there like,
what? Like before I even order, they're probably prepping my sandwich. Right. They know when I come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 314-531-9898. If it ain't open, I ain't going. But there's people that just love stuff so much that you will just wait till they open. Angie, this isn't like a restaurant for food, but what will you do if it's not open? You'll wait outside of what?
So I'll wait outside of Target, Old Navy, just so I can be the first person to pop in there, especially if I have a return or something. Ooh. Then you beat the crowd. You don't have to wait in line.
Is Target that crazy? Who's like showing up? Like the old people?
Brett, you know the Target by us is insane.
Yeah. That's true.
The Target in Brentwood is off the chain. And then you can park close to the entrance and not have to park at the Trader Joe's parking lot.
That matters.
Yep, that's it.
That's so funny. Right. So I would get to places early, like as the doors open. And I did this recently for Once Upon a Child because we were returning stuff. I was like, oh, usually they make you wait, like, because you had to do the same day. So I got there and the doors open and there was people camping out like this. And I was like, these people are crazy.
It makes a lot of sense.
I thought this was crazy. I'm like, I got here right when the doors open. That's perfect. I had to wait 6 hours to get my returns. So you know what?
6 hours?
It's Once Upon a Child. That's a good rate for them.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, Angie, you're right. I guess there are places that you sometimes have to camp out before it even opens. Yeah, they're like, come back in 6 hours. We'll have your quote.
I was like, what's like a Black Friday thing?
I know. That's what it reminds me of, kind of. Yeah,
crazy. Marquita, where is a place that you'll just wait outside of?
I'm waiting outside of Texas Roadhouse every single time.
Because their hours are whack. They don't open until like 3 on a weekday. That's so late.
Four.
Hannah, it's four. Sorry. Even worse. Yep. Man, I'd be camping out for forever. Thanks for the heads up on that one.
It's like GameStop. You know, I had to get something for my son, a game, and all of a sudden GameStop changed their hours. Like they used to open at 10. I don't know, 12:30 when we feel like it. What? I don't understand.
But there's
this.
A difference between doing it on accident and me intentionally being like, I'm sitting in my car waiting for 3
every
minutes.
Day, just waiting, just like drooling. That's crazy. Brooke, is there a place that you just love so much that you literally would just camp out in front of?
Yes, Blue City Deli. They have the best sandwiches in St. Louis.
So you're just like, so maybe get off the Firehouse Subs and just go to Blue City Deli.
Maybe that might be the answer.
Right, AB. They're really good, but there's always a line. Always.
So get there like.
It'll be wrapped around the building.
AB is okay with getting there early, so she'll be waiting to camp out.
I'm used to the lines.
Is there a sandwich you recommend?
I'm just a classic turkey person, so they have a turkey supreme. That's amazing.
See, AB loves turkey.
That's where I'll be after the show.
We made a turkey like Brett Mega Show melt because of AB, and I said, "Man, no one is gonna pick it because it's turkey." And AB goes, "What do you got against turkey?" She got like offended that like she loves
was
turkey.
Was the sandwich
so
not great?
Yes,
it was.
She loves
Thank
turkey you. So much she like defends it, like like votes for it for political office. Vote for turkey.
Right there with you.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.